With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Congress racing toward a shutdown at the end of the day today, and Republicans appear no closer to finding a path forward that will keep the lights on and appease President-elect Donald Trump. We have details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest setback in the House came on Thursday evening when Democrats and a band of Republicans rejected a bill that paired a three-month government funding extension, $110 billion in disaster and farm aid, and other measures with a two-year suspension of the debt limit, the latter of which was a last-minute demand by President-elect Trump. That Plan B was cobbled together after GOP lawmakers, Trump and Elon Musk, torpedoed the first deal Speaker Mike Johnson negotiated with Democrats, with the influential Republicans criticizing the policy add-ons included that ballooned the legislation to over 1,500 pages. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters Union holding a strike at seven of the company's delivery hubs less than a week before Christmas. The Teamsters said the workers joined picket lines on Thursday. That's after Amazon ignored a Sunday deadline the union had set for contract negotiations. Amazon delivery driver Vanessa Valdez told ABC 7 Los Angeles workers asking for $30 an hour.
I'm not a greedy person. We're not greedy. We want what's fair for a full day's hard work.
The company says it does not expect the strike to impact holiday shipments. The union hasn't said how many workers are participating in this strike, nor how long it will go on. An inflation gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve barely rose last month, and a sign that price pressures cooled after 2 months of sharp gains. Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. On Wall Street, stocks are much higher. All three major stocks up over 1.5%. This is SRN News. Disney backs down.
There's been a nationwide backlash against woke capitalism, and it appears that the Walt Disney Company is getting the message. The entertainment giant says it has killed a planned LGBT episode of its forthcoming Win or Lose animated program for kids. Disney has released a statement saying, quote, "When it comes to animated content for younger audiences, we recognize that many parents would prefer to discuss certain subjects with their children on their own terms." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males competing against females in school sports has become one of the most contentious topics in the country, and everyone from lawmakers to judges to athletic leagues are grappling with it. At high school, the rules vary from state to state, with about half of them passing legislation that effectively bars boys from playing against girls. The NCAA has decided to pass the buck to the governing bodies of each individual sport, as has the International Olympic Committee. This is SRN News. A businessman with no experience in public office taking over as mayor of Oregon's biggest city. Voters elected trucking company executive Keith Wilson as Portland mayor last month. That's after he ran on a pledge to end unsheltered homelessness within a year. Environmentalists trying to force the feds to release images of dead orca whales and other marine mammals entangled in commercial fishing nets off the West Coast.
Activists filed suit in Alaska and California after the government allegedly failed to honor multiple Freedom of Information Act requests. The Washington-based conservation group Oceana seeks the images, part of a campaign to raise public awareness about the harmful effects of trawl fishing in federally managed water. The group has long complained for tighter controls on such fishing, which involves large boats dragging massive nets on or near the ocean floor. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.